1,000 sketches in 1,000 days. Day 650. Rejected sketch 396. Lottery.
So, Dan, you fell off a stage.
Give him a chance.
Fuck me.
And welcome to Rejects Week. Anyway, Dan, you fell off a stage.
And by rejects, we don't mean that Dan as reject. We mean, you know, rejects and sketches.
We could. I think we reasonably could. Welcome to Rejects Week.
Yes, I did. I mean,
when was this? Like, years ago?
It was 4 years ago, maybe.
Did you fall audience way or off into the wings?
No, backwards. So it was. This was funniest. At a conference.
Neither. Just to put a stage up with a vast space behind it.
Well, this is what I was. So Laura is currently organising a conference, and I was just giving her some advice not to have a hole at the back of the stage that presenters could unwittingly fall into.
It wasn't a trapdoor, was it?
Slightly too expressive when describing their slides.
It hurts my heart that I didn't see this.
It is the best way of giving a presentation, isn't it? You come into the room, all the people are there to listen to you, and then you walk right to the back of the stage. You never go forward, do you? You always go as far back as I can. Like,
it was quite thin.
It was narrow.
Was it a
stage? Was it just like standing on a fence or something?
It was kind of built. This was a conference in some hotel in London, and there were three different rooms with stages in. And this was the kind of second biggest one, and it had this...
The middle,
thank you. And it had this makeshift stage, which was probably only, I don't know, 8 inches off the ground or 9 inches off the ground or something like that. And behind it, they had a big television on a kind of wheelie base, which is presumably why they didn't put the stage all the way to the back, because they had to get that base in behind it. Unfortunately, where a television base can fit, so can I. I managed. They also had a kind of podium on the stage where you could go back to, and I had like my clicker that was on the podium or something. So I was going back towards the podium to pick the thing up. One of my feet fell off the back. It then landed on the wheelie base of the screen, which had not been locked in position. So said wheelie base started...
Stop saying wheelie base!
Inexorably reversing towards the wall while one of my feet was still on the stage.
Did you keep with your presentation? Did you just keep going?
No, I don't think I did. I'm not sure what I said. But so I kind of half did the splits on and off. So I didn't kind of fall off the stage, but a foot came off and I sort of partially did the splits. Slightly concerned about rupturing my suit.
Did you have a clip-on mic or anything?
Yes, I must have had a clip-on mic.
So when you landed, did everyone hear, oof, fucking hell.
They must have done.
Told me this story yesterday, I immediately asked what pants he was wearing. And he said... Straight away, I was like, what pants are you wearing?
Great question.
Was it the Loki pants? And he said, well, it couldn't have been. Because it was such a bad incident.
I mean, Jesus.
I know, if he hadn't the lucky pants, it could have been like an orchestra pit behind him with like loads of drums that he landed on.
I've never heard such
just
outrageous...
Just jumped it out and then carried on.
...bias in your data. Dan, you're supposed to be like some data scientist.
Oh,
like,
God,
my
post-hoc ergo propter hoc.
My other reasoning for why it wasn't wearing my lucky pants was that the conference was 3 days and I was actually doing a different presentation on each of the days. And the presentation the first day was a much bigger presentation in the main
thing. Right. So you'd burn
thing.
The pants, you'd burn so, through
and,
them.
And the main thing was a proper kind of theatre where you couldn't fall off the fucking back of it. So, yes.
Was it an international conference? Or you? Oh, you said London, right. So you hadn't had to wear the pants for the flight. So
no, I hadn't had to wear the pants.
Could use them on the first day.
I mean, ridiculously, they invited me back to present the next year, but I decided I'd had enough of that conference. I mean,
probably wanted the light relief.
Yeah,
had they fixed the stage?
I should have asked. I just thought I'd said no.
I guess we better do the sketch, although it won't be as good as that.
Okay, it is my pick. It's a two-hander. There's an A, there's a B.
That's left field.
There is a
normally
C.
One and two, isn't it?
Ooh. Yeah.
He's being C.
Quite... Listeners, you're in for such a treat.
Oh, yeah. Let's say, Simon, do you want to be A? I'll be B. And Laura, do you want to be C?
Oh, I knew you were going to say me, and now you're going to have to edit out while you tell me the name of the sketch, because I didn't have it open, because I was too busy faffing around with Audacity. Go on.
And Dan, you can be C.
You're going to have to edit it out either way now.
Yeah, but it's more fun to edit that to the end of the episode.
Indeed.
After the credits. Fine.
Laura, sure. You could have said you were busy like looking for footage of this conference to see if it actually exists.
Oh my God, if there were footage of him like wibbling off the stage. You know he's gone, woo, because he's done it.
You search for statistics fail. That's when you find it on YouTube.
Amazing.
I don't think there was footage.
It's a shame.
Well, there was one footage and the other footage went the other
direction. So, sorry, I'm C, am I?
I believe so. You put your left foot edge, your left
foot. So, that's that out of the way again.
Uh-huh.
Tell you what, when I got there and they passed me that little slip of paper, I didn't know how to choose.
Uh-huh.
I have a pen all poised and I thought, blimey, there's so many options. I don't know which to pick.
Uh-huh.
I mean, this is a decision that could have a profound effect on my life, but, you know, in the end, I just picked at random.
Uh-huh.
I figured, hell, they're all as good as one another. Really? What did you do, Charlie?
I just got a lucky dip. Much easier.
Yep. I once did what you did, Dan, but on a punt.
Oh,
I was coming back. It had been a successful punting trip and the punt started to go under the ledge. So instead of stepping up onto the bank, I stepped onto another punt, which then went the other way and ended up fully flat over the river holding two punts. I did not go in though, but it was close. And I also did the splits. And it hurt.
I'm very proud that I've never fallen in off a punt.
No, I'm astonished I've never fallen off the punt.
I've come very, very close on a number of occasions.
Did I tell you about my friend in Cambridge? The punt kept going and she just held onto the pole like a koala and was just hanging in the water.
It's a rookie mistake.
It's a rookie mistake. Leave the pole. Go with the boat. You can always come back for the pole.
Yeah.
I've got no comments on the sketch.
In terms of this, so I get a weekly text message from my old village's...
sandwich shop.
Ham and cheese, please.
No, from the local GA lottery. What you might not know is in Ireland we have various sports clubs and they run weekly lotteries to, you know, fund themselves. I get kind of slightly annoyed because every week I get this text message from them that goes, luck is not as random as you think. I'm like, I'm pretty sure it is. It's a lottery.
Maybe they're saying they're fixing it. Maybe that's their way of saying, actually, this is fixed. Don't feel too hard about it.
Why are you, why are you giving us your money? It's mate, you're never going to win.
The chairman's
always...
won again.
Oh, I thought you said the Germans.
And the chairman, they're the same. The chairman is German and he has won again.
1,000 Sketches in 1,000 Days was written by the Albion Basement. It was performed by Dan Mitchell, Alistair Turvitt and Simon Tuohy. It was produced by Alistair Turvitt. The music is by The Evenings. See you tomorrow.